Parshas Vayechi brings Sefer Bereshis to an end, and I guess we could define a Sefer. What makes this a Sefer? A Sefer has to have a beginning and an end. A Sefer has to tell an entire story, otherwise there's no reason why you should call this particular set of Parshias a Sefer. The Teretz is that Vayechi is the closing chapter of Bereshis. Now, in what sense can we look at Vayechi as closing off Sefer Bereshis? I assume because Sefer Bereshis starts with Bereshis Bore Elokim Bishvil Yisroel Shenikru Reshis. That is how Chazal found that this word Bereshis is telling us what this first Sefer in the Torah is all about. Bishvil Yisroel Shenikru Reshis. So Vayechi has the function of defining who these Yisroel are. The whole Sefer Bereshis really has the task of defining that. Ma'aseh Avosim and Lebonim, everything that Sefer Bereshis contains is a chelek of the definition of who that Yisroel is. Bishvil Yisroel Shnikru Reshis, who is Yisroel? Yisroel is the Ovos, and Yisroel is the Shvotim. And therefore, the Sefer Vayechi, Parshas Vayechi, where we have the brochas to the Shvotim, or we have Yaakov's definition of each Shevet, and that is going to stell avek what that function of that Shevet is going to be in the continuing history of Klal Yisroel. So there we have a definition of Bishvil Yisroel Shenikru Reshis. So it's a very, very logical kind of thing. That's the Sefer Ho'ova, as the Ramban calls it. So that means that Sefer Bereshis is there to teach us where the Shroshim of Jewish history lie, and Bishvil Yisroel Shenikru Reshis, that's the whole world. And who is this Yisroel? The way it's upgetouched in Parshas Vayechi. But there is another very, 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 very big story in Vayechi. And it's not another story, really. But I must say that just today when I was thinking about this, it's the first time that it really struck me with the full force of what is implicit in over here. Let's learn the Parsha of Ephraim and Manasseh at the beginning of Parshas Vayechi. So, Vayhi acharei hadvarim ho'ele, Vayomer liYosef, Hinei ovicho chayle, Vayikach es shnei bona v'imo v'es Manasseh v'es Ephraim. Okay. So he comes to Yaakov with his two sons. Did he anticipate what was going to happen? We don't know. But he came with his two sons. What I want to read now is what Yaakov said. And it's the first time since ever I looked at it that it struck me how completely illogical Yaakov's speech seems to be. There seems to be no hemshach between one thing and another. Let's read it. Vayomer Yaakov el Yosef, El Shaddai niro elai beluz be'eretz Kanoan vayevorech ha'isi. Vayomer elai, hineni mafrecho v'hebesicho, v'nusaticho l'kahal amim, v'nusati es oretz hazois l'zaracho acharecho achuzas aylam. The Rabban Sham appeared to me in Luz. He benched me, and he says, I'm going to have a lot of children, and I'm going to make you into a Kahal Amim, and I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael. Very good, that's simple. Doesn't seem to need any further explanation. Then, Va'ato, and now, what's this Va'ato? Va'ato, Shnei Bonecho Hanolodim Lecho Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Ad Bo'i Elecho Mitzrayimo Lihem, Ephraim Menashe, Kiruven V'Shimon Yiyuli. Now, first of all, what's this Va'ato? Rashi doesn't say. Va'ato, Shnei Bonecho Hanodil Lodim Lecho Be'eretz Mitzrayim. I mean, he has to touch up to Yosef where they were born. Yosef knew where they were born. So what does he mean? Va'ato Shnei Bonecho Hanolodim Lecho Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Ad Bo'i Elecho Mitzrayim. Even before I came to you to Mitzrayim. Now, what's that got to do with it? Lihem. Ephraim and Menashe, Kiruven and Shimon Yuli. I'm going to make them into Shvatim. Okay, then comes a technical thing. Umaylad Techo, Asher Haylad Techo Achareim Lecho Yiyu, Al Shem Achareim Yikoru, Benachal Asom. That makes sense. Now, Vani בבואים מפדן ארם, מסו אולי רוחל בארץ כנען בדרך, ואוי כברש ארץ לובו אפרוסו, ואיק בראשם בדרך אפרוסו בייס לחם. Everybody knows this Rashi over here, the Chazal say, that I didn't take her into the ear, I buried her on the derech, so that she should be mevako al boneha. I'm not going to say it over, because otherwise everything will go too long, but everybody knows what's going on over here. Now, what is the structure of this statement of Yaakov Avinu's? The opening pasuk is clear, though why it's nageh over here, I don't know. He's about to make Ephraim and Menashe Shvatim. So, fine. So why does he have to give him the history that the Ribbono Shel had appeared to him in Luz and said that he's going to have a big family and that Eretz Yisrael is going to be his? How does that fit into what was going to happen over here? Good. Then he comes along and says, you know what, Ephraim and Menashe Kiruvein v'Shimon Yoli, they're going to be Shvatim. Let's leave that for a moment. And then, Vani b'va'im mipadon arom. So Rashi says that, I know you have tainus on me, and I'm asking you to bury me in Eretz Yisrael. How does that fit into anything over here? How is that a part of the conversation? And what I never noticed before is that it's the end of the conversation. Yeah. Immediately after that pasuk, ve'ek borei Hashem b'derech Efros hi beis lochem, end of story. Then, v'ya Yisrael es b'nei Yosef, v'yom mi'eli. We'll see about that in a moment. But so there were these four sentences. Hashem promised me Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to make Ephraim and Menashe into Shvatim. And by the way, the reason why I buried Rochel Baderach was for whatever reason it was. Like, how does that statement hang together? Very, very strange kind of thing. And, of course, the Yitzhar Loshen, which I pointed out. Ephraim and Menashe were born to you be'eretz Mitzrayim. V'ato shnei bonecha hanolodim lecho be'eretz Mitzrayim. Before I came to you to Mitzrayim. Now what has that got to do with anything? So I want to first read a little bit of a Maral to you where he explains what this business was of burying Rochel Baderech. That's in the first chapter of the Netzach Yisrael. It says, Upirish inyan ze k'moy shebiyahu oid b'medrash. Rochel mevako al bonei Yisrael, al boneo. So the Medrash says, Yisrael nikru'u al shem Rochel. I mean, the Medrash is asking, why is it boneha? Why is it her children? Only Yosef and Binyamin were her children. Why are the rest of Klal Yisrael her children? Shnema habein yakir li Ephraim. Pasuk says, habein yakir li Ephraim, im yelet sha'ashurim, that's in Yirmiyo Lamed Aleph, we'll see it. So you see that the whole of Klal Yisrael is called Ephraim. So the Maral says, "V'zeh ha-medrash yeshlo tam muflok, ki ho isho tikore bayis." The isho is always called bayis. K'may sh'omer Rav Yosi, me'olam lo korosi le'ishti ishti, rak le'ishti besi. The bayis is called al shem the isha. Let's not go into the whole depth of that over here. Not that I know all the depth anyway. But let's accept that. Umipnei ki rochel hi hoiso akeres habayis shel Yaakov. K'moy sh'omru sh'rochel hoiso akeres habayis. Now, v'chol mi sh'nikro bayis koilel u'ma'achet ha'koil. A bayis, by definition, includes everything in it. That's what a bayis does. That means bayis is the home. The home is what defines the family. And that's why the whole of Klal Yisrael is called Al Shem Rochel. Aber Meacher Yisrael, aber Misha, aber Nisha, b'Yisroel koyach ha'machet es Yisroel, rak she'ene b'poel, rak b'koyach b'vad, if Rochel would not have been on the derech. There would have been the theory that they can get together again from their pizza, but there wouldn't have been the practical bias there. Ulekach Rochel, she'ikoyach ha'machet es Yisroel, she'are kol Yisroel nikro al shemo, nikpero v'derech. ולכן מבקש את רחמם עד שיהיו ישראל מקובצים בעצם לגמרי. בקיצר, when Yaakov buried Rochel בדרך, you have to talk this out over here, because this is such a meyrdiger concept, also never occurred to me before. Yaakov says, okay, let's forget about our question, what the hemshach is in this statement, which Yaakov made to Yosef. We'll get back to that. But let's see what's implied over here. Rochel baderech. The olai. What does it mean? Meso olai rochel baderech. Think of more dashes from that. That ain't isho meso elo lebalo. We always look at it like we know the Rashi that Rashi brings earlier, that by the Dudoim, that Rochel had said, lochen yishkaf with you by Laila Hazeh, if you give me the Dudoim. So Rashi brings, because she was Mezalzel B'Shivas Tzadik, so she wasn't Zoyche to be Nikvara with him. Let's spend a couple of minutes of thinking about this. Rochel is Yaakov Avinu's bias. She's the Akeres HaBayis. Of course, Akeres in the Shoresh means the woman without children, but Chazal Dashen, Akeres is also Iker. So she's the Iker HaBayis. So she is Yaakov's bias. Base Yaakov, Luchu V'Neuchel Boi Hashem. Who is the base Yaakov? The base Yaakov is Rochel. And therefore, what happens when Yaakov buries her on the Derech? See, what it means is like this. Let's look at it from Yaakov's point of view. She is his bias. Wouldn't he want his bias to be with him in the Moras HaMachpelah? Let's think a moment what happened over here. It's really unbelievable when you think of it. Rochel was not buried in the Moras HaMachpelah. Leah was buried in the Moras HaMachpelah. Do you understand what's going on over here? Lochein Yishkaf, Rochel had said, let him be with you tonight. That night turned into eternity. Because she was Mezalzel, Chazal say, in the Shriva of the Tzaddik, and said, all right, he'll be Shoychev with you. The Maral says over there, why couldn't she say, I'll give him to you that night? Why did she have to say, Yishkaf etzlecho? So it's, weist euch, it's a Zilzel in the Shriva. We'll soon see what that apparently means. You know what happened because of that? Because of that, Leah is lying with him in the Moras HaMachpelah for eternity, and Rochel is out in the boondocks. That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. How could Yaakov do that to Rochel? He said, okay, I have to have somebody out there to be Mekabetz the children. Wouldn't Rochel want to be with Yaakov? Wouldn't Yaakov want to have Rochel? Meso olai Rochel baderech? This was my bias. This was it. This was the Akeres HaBayis. This was what I perceived as my bias. And I said, I'm not going to take you to the Moras HaMachpelah. I'm going to bury you here. What's going on over here? How could he do that to Rochel? You know how he could have done that to Rochel? He could have done that to Rochel because he knew that Rochel would be Mevata. Mevata on what? Not on the Shriva of one night, but on the Shriva of eternity. It's completely beyond this description what's happening over here. What does it mean, Zilzelob, b'shivas oisat tzaddik? She was mezalzel, she didn't care for Yaakov. Because one night she's willing that he shouldn't be with her. Of all those nights, his mitzvah must have been by Rochel, because later on he put it by Bilam. So his kvias was by her. So of all those nights, years and years and years and years and years, she's mevater on this one night, which was her due. So that's already Zilzelah. The Teretz is that Yaakov Avinu understood that if she said Lochein Yishkaf Etzlecha, that she understood that the Shiva is something on which you can be Mevata. That the Shiva is something on which you can be Mevata. So he says, Uy, if she understands that there are values which make it possible or justified to be mevater on that shriva if in fact there are such cheshbonos. If there are such cheshbonos, then I can impose this on her also. I can tell her, Rochel, my dear, dear Rochel, mesa olai Rochel baderach. Nobody can understand what my tzar was at that moment, and how much I craved with every fiber of my being, let me take her to the Moros HaMachpelah, it wouldn't have been a big deal. No. She belongs baderach. My bias belongs not to me, but my bias belongs on the derech. Yaakov is lying in the Moros HaMachpelah, and the mama Leah is lying with him. She was zoiche with all those efforts that she put in. We talked about it, I think, in Vayetze. We always talk about it. This never giving up. She wants to be with the tzaddik. She wants to be. She was rewarded at the end. At the end, she is lying with Yaakov Avinu in the Moros HaMachpelah. That shchiva, which she coveted so much, was granted her at the end in a more meaningful way than it would have been granted during their lifetimes. She's lying with Yaakov Avinu in the Moros HaMachpelah. And Leah, the heroine Rochel, I mean, who was willing to give up her simonim so that Leah should not be mevuyish on that night, Rochel is sitting out there alone, Keva Rochel, baderach, 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 waiting. Rochel mevako al baner. Neuro neuroes, what's happening over here? Really, really neuro neuroes. So, that's what's going on over here. Now, we've learned enough now to see a meiradige Sach, that Yaakov is making dispositions that the Golos should be able to come to an end. That the Golos should be able to come to an end. That there should be a kibbutz of the Nidochim, a kibbutz nitche emo Yisrael, and the way that he would facilitate that kibbutz of the Nidochim would be by being mevater on his bias, that his bias should not be with him in the Moros HaMachpelah, and it will be out there by derech. So like the Maharal says, there will be something, this koyach ha-me'aged of Klal Yisrael will be lying out there in the derech. Kinderlach, come home. Come home. It's meiradig. It's really, really meiradig what's happening over here. So how does this come in to Ephraim and Menashe? See, that's the whole pshat in the Pasha. We said that Pashas Vayechi is the optaich at the end of Sefer Bereshis, the sikkum of Sefer Bereshis. Bishvil Yisroel shenikru Reshis. You want to know what Yisroel looks like? Here are the Shvotim. The Ovas now are separated into Shvotim. These are who the Shvotim are. These are the koiches which will energize Klal Yisrael. But before that, there was another story. Yaakov Avinu said to Yosef, you know what? I'm an Eretz Yisrael Dikayid. The Rebbein Shem came to me and he said, Ani hinani mafrucho v'habisicho v'nesaticho likal amim. You're going to be a vast, vast nation. But where is your place? Your place is v'nesati es ha'oretz ha'zois le'zaracho acharecho achuzas oilam. That's where you belong. V'ata. But now, says Yosef, listen to me. I'm an Eretz Yisrael, the kid. I made you swear before that you're going to take me to Eretz Yisrael to bury me. I belong into the Moros HaMachpelah. Yaakov didn't say bury me on the derech. He knew that he belonged into Eretz Yisrael, into the Moros HaMachpelah. But he said, my bias, my Rochel, I know her. And she won't mind. So she's lying there. What's he saying now? V'ata shnei bonecho hanolodim l'cho be'eretz Mitzrayim at boi elecho. He's saying, you know what? I'm going to do a maise over simon lebonim now. I'm going to incorporate into my shvotim these two Mitzri kids. We'll soon see about them. They were born at boi elecho Mitzrayim. Hanolodim l'cho be'eretz Mitzrayim at boi elecho. There was no kesher between us. I've talked in previous years why Yosef didn't send a postcard to Yaakov and say, I'm alive, I'm here. And I tiny that Yosef had to do that. He had to stay away from Yaakov, because Yosef is our mini Av who is with us in Golus. Yosef is Mechadesh, the Achasi, the Pirsum Markosov, that Klal Yisrael maintained his Kedusha in Golus. And he had to do that without Yaakov. If he would have written to Yaakov, if Yaakov would have come, then it wouldn't have been Yosef alone in Golus looking after Klal Yisrael to be able to return them. Mishom Roye Even Yisrael Avu Ben. We talked about all this earlier, that Yosef is the one who's going to guarantee that the Golas is going to come back to the Oves Ba'achas Hayomim. So Yaakov Avinu is saying, you know what? It's so important for the history of Klal Yisrael that I take Ephraim and Menashe, who were born, Hanoilodim Lucho Be'eretz Mitzrayim Ad Boye Elecho Mitzrayim. That means, in spite of the fact that I had nothing to do with their upbringing, I had nothing to do with them, they grew up over here in Mitzrayim, not in the Beis Yaakov. They didn't see the Ne'er Doilek Me'erev Shabbos Le'erev Shabbos. They didn't see the Onan, which was kosher on the Har. And they didn't see the Brocha, which is Mitzuya B'Issa. None of that they saw. Have to remember what kind of home Ephraim and Menashe grew up in. I never understood that Yosef tells the brothers, all right, they come, they say, we're going to have lunch together when they come the last time, just before he's Megale himself to the brothers. So they come to the house of Yosef and they wait till he comes home for the Sudum. What kind of a house was that? I mean, there must have been a completely goyish house. There wasn't even a Mishnah Berurah lying around over there. Nothing. No mezuzah on the door. Nothing. Otherwise they would have known that it's Yosef. So this was a mitzri house, but tachlis a mitzrikeit. This is where they grew up. Why wasn't there any symbol or sign of his Yiddishkeit? Maybe they cleared away the Mishnah Berurah first. But this was a goyish house. And that's where Ephraim and Menashe grew up. We'll see that in a moment. And the Rabbi, and Yaakov is saying, you know what, Yosef? The Rabbi Nisham said, I'm an Eretz Yisrael Dikiyid. We belong in Eretz Yisrael. But I want you to know that I have to build into Klal Yisrael the Yisoid, that even Yidden who are not in Eretz Yisrael, the Nitche Yisrael, the Mitzrayimische Yidden, are also going to be Kiruvein v'Shemon Yehuli. There's going to be a bringing back of the Golos. See, we asked before, what's this doing over here? Everybody asked the question, why doesn't he say all this? If it's an apology, why doesn't he say it earlier when he asked Yosef to bury him in Mitzrayim? There's more than that. It just doesn't belong into the conversation. What shaychus does it have to the conversation? The Teretz is, it has a meiridike shaychus to the conversation. It's the whole conversation, as a matter of fact. He's saying, you know what, this is an ikka in the binyan of Klal Yisrael. To the Shvatim will soon come, I'll touch up the Shvatim, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Skenizayim, Besser, everything is wonderful. And each one has his milas, and each one has his koichas, and those are the milas, and those are the koichas, and those are the energies that are going to touch up Klal Yisrael. But there's something even before that. There's the ability to guarantee that the Nedochim will come back. That Ephraim and Menashe are symbolic. Shnei Bonecho Hanoilodim Lecho Be'eretz Mitzrayim Ad Bo'i Elecho. They have no shaychus to me, but they can become Shvotim. Lihem, they're mine as surely as though they would have been born in my house. Ephraim and Menashe Kiru Uvein V'Shimon Yuli. There's no difference. Ephraim and Menashe, through you, because they're your children, Hanoiladim Elecho, because you are the Yaakov of the next generation, you are the one whose the Musti Yukna is similar to mine, that Kol Mashi Irali Yaakov Irali Yosef, because they were Noiladim Lecho, although it was in Eretz Mitzrayim, and although it was Ad Boye Elecho, and I had no shaychus to the whole thing whatsoever, but Kolpon still Lihem. What's the big deal about this? I'll tell you. Vani v'vayim mipadan aram, meso olai rochel, meso olai rochel. Can you imagine the sacrifice of Yaakov? Can you imagine the sacrifice of not taking Rochel into the Moros HaMachpelah? Meso olai rochel baderech. Yeah, but Oitiv Ros Eretz Lovoi Frosa, I could have so easily at least taken her into the city, but I didn't want her. I needed her baderer. Ve'ech v'rosham baderer efroz hi beis lochem. And that is what Klal Yisrael is, and that is what Jewish history is, and that is what the Bishvil Yisrael Shenikru Reishis is, that there is going to be a mechanism, and there was a mechanism, and there is a mechanism, whereby even the Nidochem in Chutz La'aretz, even the Nidochem who are far, 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 far away from Yaakov, but the Bayis is there. It's standing out there in the wilderness, Ki'ilur. It's standing there and saying, Kindelech, come back. You don't have to go all the way to the Moras HaMachpelah. You may be very, very, very far from the Yaakov who's lying in the Moras HaMachpelah. But his bias is there. His bias is welcome. Open doors. Kol v'rom v'nishma rochem levaka al baneya. She's crying there. She's saying, I'm the bias. I'm the koyach ha-ma'aged. I'm the one in whom the whole of Klal Yisrael has to feel at home. Everybody has to feel at home. The furthest, 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 furthest people have to feel at home in my bias. And that is the bias that is sitting there far away from the Moras HaMachpelah and opening a welcoming door to whoever is going to come in. It's Neure Neurois, this uptouch of Klal Yisrael. And the emes is, we have to learn the Pasha in Yirmiyah. It's such a neuro neurois. This Kol v'rom v'nishma. It's a perek lamet aleph. Like the whole perek is a neurotic perek. And I was going to read the whole thing, but I don't think there's going to be time. But let's at least read this Pasha over here, which is nageir to us in Vayichi. Koyama Hashem. Here. Pasuk. Koyama Hashem. Koy b'roma nishma. Nechi b'chi samrurim. Bitter, bitter crying. Rochel mevako al boneho. Me'ano lishma lehinochem al boneho kianeno. She says, are we going to lose? Are we going to lose the Nitche Yisrael? Are we going to lose the Nitzchei Yisrael? So, Koyom Hashem, Mini Koylech Mibechi, Veinayich Midima, Ki Yesochol Pirlosech, Noom Hashem, Veshovu, Me'eretz Oyev, V'yesh Tikvul Acharisech, Noom Hashem, Veshovu Bonim Legvulam. They're all going to come back. And now comes this Moiradik Pasuk. Listen to this. Shomoya Shomati Ephraim Misnodet. I can hear Ephraim. Moiradik Ezer. Right? We saw the Maral before, that Kol Yisrael is Nikro al Shem Rochel, because the whole of Yisrael is called Ephraim. Why is it called Ephraim? Why don't you call him Yehuda? Why don't you call him one of the other sons? The Teretz is because that is Ephraim in history. The historical Ephraim is the Mitzri boy who grew up in Mitzrayim, who grew up where he grew up, away from Yaakov's influence. And he is the authentic Chelek of the Shvatim. So therefore, the shame of among the children of Yaakov Avinu, who is Megale, this Yesoid, that everything is called Al-Shem Yosef and Rochel. That's Dafke Ephraim. Shomati Ephraim misnoided. Now this misnoided is such a moigode gezach. I remember this back from my Gateshead years, many, 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 many years ago. I don't know whether I heard it directly from Rav Dessler Zerotzal of Rocha, but at the very least I had heard it from Rav Moshe Schwab, who gave us over the Torah of Rav Dessler. Shomaya Shomati Ephraim misnoided. He says all it needs is a little movement, nod. Nova Nodi Eloretz. I heard Ephraim. All these Yidden today who are Bebchinas Ephraim, the ones who are growing up in Mitzrayim, without the Mishnah Brura, without any Yiddishkeit, without any Yardos, nothing, 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 nothing. And all it needs, Rav Dessler said, in those years when nobody dreamt of any Tshuva movement, what we take for granted today, and which we know today is there. Shomaya Shomati Ephraim Misnodet. All I heard a little movement. misnow that it's also in the spoil. I don't know whether he said that, but I'm saying that now. Yeah, he's bringing himself to move. He's bringing himself to move. He's satani, and he's saying, "Vo'ivoseh, I understand why I suffered so much ke'egel olumot. Please, God, hashiveni vo'shuvo ki ato Hashem elokoi. Ki achare shuvi nichamti. Once I started doing tshuva, I began to understand the mistakes that I had made earlier. V'achare hivodi sofakti al yorem poishti v'nichlamti ki nososi chepas ne'uroi. Rabbi Hashem says, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's going to be okay. Havein yakir li Ephraim im yelet shashurim. You were always Yakeli, you were always a Yelet Shashurim. Even when you were lost to me, you weren't lost to me. It's a moira de gezach. It's a moira de gezach. And the truth is that it's not going to be easy, ki'ilu, for Yaakov Avinu to say all this, because this Pasha in Vayechi, we have to learn the last few psukim over here, because it's such a moira de gezach. Here, let me just, I lost the place again. Yeah, so Ephraim and Manasseh to Uven with Shimon, Yiuli, and then Vani Bevoi Mipadan Aram, Meso Lai Rochem, Paderer, Boit, Tibras Eretz, Lovo Efrosa, Beekboro, Shom, Derch, Efros, Hibes Lochem. Then, Vaya Yisroel es Bnei Yosef, Vayoyme Mi Eile. Now what's that happening over here? What does it mean? Vaya Yisroel es Bnei Yosef, Vayoyme Mi Eile. He didn't know who Ephraim and Manasseh were. What's he asking? Zogt Rashi. Mi Eile, Mehechon Yotzu Eile, She'enem Ru'uyen Lebroch. He said, maybe I made a mistake. Bikish levochem, when his talker shechina mimena Rashi brings, lefisha osed Yerovam v'achav lotzes me Ephraim, v'yehu abonim mimenashe. So maybe I'm making a terrible mistake. Maybe these are Egyptian kids. Look at this Roshon that came from them. That was a great kasha. Menashe came from Yehuda. Why didn't he have a kasha from Yehuda? The Torah says, because by Yehuda he didn't have any problems. Yehuda was Yaakov's son. He was born in Yaakov's house. So if Roshon came to him, that would have been an aberration. But over here, how do I know it's an aberration? Maybe these Rishonim came from them because they're tucked Egyptian kids. Like, what am I doing over here? Why did I take them? Mi Eile, am I right? You see just now, it's Nistalka Mimena Shechina. You know, and you come into contact with people who are wide away from Yiddishkeit. It's easy that Nistalka Mimena Shechina. Vayoyme Yosef el Ovev, Bonai Heim Asher Nosan Li Elokim Bozere. Tata, listen to me. You know who they are. That was the kashkocha of the Rabbi Nisham. The Rabbi Nisham needed to give me these children here. They needed to grow up in such a negative environment. And that was the whole tachlis. Bonahem asher nosan li elokim bazeh. Vayomer, and he said, kochem no elai vavorachem. That's a moira de galoshen. It doesn't say, bring them to me, heviem elai. He says, kochem elai, just like it says, v'yikru li truma. First you have to take it away from the rest, and then you give it to me. Kochem no elai. Take them away from their backgrounds. I understand that it's not going to stand in the way. But sof kol sof, you have to take them away from it now. The time has come when they have to stop being mitzrische kids. I'm here now, Baruch Hashem. Kochem no elai. Take them from their past and bring them to me. And v'ani avorachem, and I'm going to give him the bracha. This is a moira de gezach. You know, it's a shtikel nechama for us chutznikim. We're living in chutz la'aretz, and it's a terrible thing. The Baruch Hashem Torah is flourishing in Eretz Yisrael in such a beautiful, beautiful way. But you know what? It's also flourishing in chutz la'aretz. It's also flourishing in chutz la'aretz. What does it say over there in the pasuk? Haben yakeli Ephraim im yelet shashuim. So the Poshut Pshat Rashi brings is, whenever I talk to him, about him, Zoch es Kerenam. I remember him, I remember my love for him. But Rashi brings another Pshat. Die, midei dabri boy. Die is enough, dabri boy, that I gave him the Torah. And that itself will bring him back to me. That itself is my... this Parsha, Rabbi, says it's just beyond anything. And that is the uptouch of the Bishvil Yisroel Shenikro Reishis.